Coast 93.1. Here's what everyone's talking about.
Okay, what's the buzz? Well, beautiful day today.
Yeah, it's awesome.
70 plus. Some spots even warmer than that, so it'll be nice. And then we go back to reality.
Yep.
50s and shower the rest of the week. Yeah, but enjoy today. Enjoy today. And for the person who just texted new to our phone number, you are not going to win.
No.
You got to enter it at the website, coast931.com. And good luck on the OMG ATM. All right, Kel, what else are we buzzing about?
Donald Trump has been found in contempt for violating the gag order in his hush money trial for the 10th time. The judge in his case said if this continues, he will consider jail time going forward. Trump later said that he would rather risk imprisonment than comply with a gag order in his criminal trial.
You know what's something else to think about? The fines are $1,000 each, right? And he's up to like $10,000 in fines.
Yeah.
Imagine how many meals that could buy for people in need.
Mm.
Or, you know, what that could do for so many different organizations. And instead, it's just fines for trying to make a point.
Yep.
You know?
And it looks like they're just going to continue. So.
Well, yeah, unless they actually throw him in jail, which would be crazy.
I know.
Someone texted earlier and said they might do house arrest. So that would make more sense because then he's where he already normally is and then he can't leave. You know?
And he can't talk about it.
Weird. Right. Yeah, I don't know how that would work.
Yeah.
And then if you violate the conditions of your house arrest, you know. But imagine if they actually put him in a jail. I mean, that's possible.
I know, right.
Because he's on trial like, you know, anyone else. Yeah. But the security and all that, it's just crazy. Crazy. Crazy, I tell you.
Columbia University has canceled its graduation ceremony just weeks after protests have taken over campus. At least one person is dead and several others are injured after tornadoes hit Oklahoma. This was the same area that was hit by a tornado last month and took the same path as before.
That's crazy. Like, what are the chances of that?
Ugh.
Talk about, like, poor people just...
I know. I'd be out of there.
Yeah.
A 37-year-old Gary Porter is in custody after Maine State Police say that he shot at law enforcement and stole two police vehicles in South Paris. This video was all over social, like local social media yesterday. He was leaving in cuffs after being treated at Stevens Memorial Hospital when he slipped out of those cuffs and pushed the chief out of the moving car and stole his vehicle. A police chase started. He crashed. That's when gunfire was exchanged.
Get that image.
Right.
That he slipped out of handcuffs in the back, got into the front, got the guy out of the car and stole the car.
Kicked him out. Stole the car.
Then got a gun at some point.
He got a gun at some point. He crashed the car. The police chase started. Then there was gunfire between Porter and the officers on the scene. Porter was hit, but then he managed to steal another police car before he crashed that one shortly after. Thankfully, no police officers were injured in the incident.
Which is, yeah, that could have been way worse, but...
There was, like, back at, like, the gunfire going off was a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
And the number of different departments, I mean, it was... I mean, I had the list right in front of me. Yeah, police officers from Norway, Oxford, Paris, Cumberland County Sheriff's Office, Oxford County Sheriff's Office, Fire Marshal's Office, and Maine State Police were all involved in the response.
Crazy.
Crazy.
The car accident that closed 295 in Portland yesterday for several hours injured two people. A 37-year-old Portland man driving an Infiniti rear-ended a Honda Civic driven by a woman who was 52 years old from Portland. The man driving the Infiniti was actually ejected from his car and sustained some serious injuries. If you witnessed the accident, the Portland police are asking you to contact them.
Yeah, there was also an accident this morning affecting traffic north of Portland. It was on 295 northbound. As of like an hour ago, they were still cleaning up the accident. There was down to one lane. So this is 295 northbound around mile marker 26. So I guess between, what is that, the Freeport exit 22 and then when's Brunswick, 28?
Yeah, shortly after. Yeah, 20.
Does that sound right?
It does.
So it's somewhere in there, but the backup was pretty bad. I don't. If you have an update on that, send us a text, 79COAST.
The Met Gala was last night in New York, and the celebs were out in full force. The dress code was the Garden of Time. Zendaya had two dress changes. Lizzo wore a headpiece that turned her into a flower and said that if she wasn't on the best dress list, then people were just fatphobic. Cardi B was the last person to arrive in a black dress, this huge, long black dress that shut down the carpet with a huge train and joked that the dress was heavier than she was. The Kardashians, of course, were there along with J-Lo, Chris Hemsworth, and Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, and I don't know how they arrive to these things in these crazy outfits.
From what I know, it's Sprinter vans, and they stand up the entire way.
That's crazy.
There was a video of Kendall Jenner having to pee in a bucket because she had to pee in the Sprinter van and couldn't bend, and her assistant
put a
bucket under her, and she went to the bathroom that way.
And imagine trying to walk around this gala.
No,
like, you're getting
so
hit in the head by this and that, and someone's train, you step on someone's train. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Cardi, you know.
Yeah.
And then Kim flops you with her big poofy sleeves, or, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden you're stuck in what's her name? Lizzo's giant petals, flower petals, you know, like.
It's a lot.
It's got to be kind of an annoying party.
Even
with a Halloween costume that's bulky, if you go to a Halloween party, that's annoying.
Yeah.
You know, imagine the Met Gala, just all that.
Yeah. Giselle is deeply disappointed by the jokes that were made regarding her marriage to Tom Brady in the Tom Brady roast on Netflix. She said it was a disrespectful portrayal of her family.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it was, but that's what it's supposed to be. It's a roast.
Yeah.
But see, she's on the outskirts of it. I doubt that she agreed.
Right.
You know?
Kevin Hart.
Oh, my God.
What was his line
about
Tom, you're one of the smartest quarterbacks, and you didn't think her going to karate 8 times a day
was a red flag?
It's a red flag. And she's still a white belt.
Yeah, he was crazy.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
And then Nikki, is it Nikki Glaser?
Nikki Glaser.
I haven't watched. I've only seen clips.
She does like every roast. She's like the one woman female comedian that does, because she is just savage. She's unbelievable.
She said something like, you know, Tom Brady's so fit in his final years of football that, you know, his workout routines and everything, that he lost a whole family.
Oh, Tom.
It's just pretty good.
Yeah.
Belichick, was it Belichick who had a line? The other, it had a line like, it was Tom Brady couldn't see something because his head was so far up Alex Guerrero's butt or something like that.
Wow.
It was pretty good.
Wow.
I mean, there's a lot of good jokes.
And last but not least, today is Teacher Appreciation Day, but it's also Teacher Appreciation Week. If you are a teacher, then there are lots of deals and freebies out there for you. At Staples, they're giving away free supply kits that include erase markers and Sharpies and more. Applebee's, you can get a free dessert. Buffalo Wild Wings has given you 20% off discount. You can get a 24-ounce drink at Aroma Joe's today. And at Dunkin', the Dunkin' refreshers are just $3 every day during the whole week. Keep in mind, though, you're going to need your teacher ID. Check the app. There's going to be some fine print and all that stuff. So just check before you go.
Yeah. And thank you to teachers.
You
do a lot more, as we've talked about. We were doing shout-outs for the teachers who changed your life. And, I mean, so many examples of teachers whose classroom studies had nothing to do with the impact.
Right.
You know, that was like in addition.
Yeah. It was just for helping the kids
with
life. Yep.
Yep.
Well, there you go. That is the buzz for today.